Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council related and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hey everyone, welcome back to BRYC Connect. It's Charlotte here with Emma and Seal bringing you your favourite youth council radio segment. It's all our first term and we all joined to make a difference in the community.
I'm Emma and I joined to make Bathurst a better place for young people and to make sure that everyone has a way to reach out and be connected with everyone.
Hi, I'm Ciel and I joined Bathurst Youth Council to be able to find a way to reach out to my community and understand more what's happening. School's officially out and we're here to talk about everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Movies, books, activities and all the way to distress after a long school year.
Plus, we've got tips for the holidays, Christmas shopping, and even getting ready for the new school year. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
First, let's kick things off with a vibe to set the mood. Here's Swim Good by Frank Ocean.
It's wonder.
Summer is all about soaking up the sun at the beach. Whether you're swimming, surfing, or just reading a good book by the shore, the beach is the ultimate summer spot.
That's so true, Charlotte. It hits different when you're by the water. However, if the beach isn't your thing, there's so much more to do. Go for a scenic walk or a bike ride. It's a great way to spend time with families and friends, and it's definitely one of my favourite things to do.
I agree. There are so many great spots, even in Bathurst, particularly the Boundaries Reserve or the Macquarie River.
I would also recommend going up to the top of the mount. There's a playground there and you can catch a fantastic view of Bathurst, especially at sunset and at night.
But if you're a bit like me and love to binge movies, this summer has so many films to watch. Our top picks are Wicked, perfect for anyone who enjoys a good musical. I know CL loved that one. Classics like Home Alone or Stand By Me. The Goonies, an all-time adventure favourite. And new releases like Moana 2, Gladiator 2 and the Mufasa movie, which comes out in cinemas on the 20th. We're super excited to see that one.
And if you're into TV shows, I can't recommend The Summer I Turned Pretty enough. But don't forget your summer reading list. My top pick is Malibu Rising, as it's the drama you can watch with a summer twist.
I'd also add A Good Girl's Guide to Murder and One of Us is Lying series to this, if you like suspenseful books that will keep you engaged.
You also got The Perks of Being a Wallflower and The House of Hollows if you want something with a different vibe.
I just love how books and movies allow you to escape into other worlds. Really makes my day good. Speaking of, let's turn it over to Scissor with Good Days.
Still wanna try, still believe it. Good day.
I love that song. But now let's talk about de-stressing after a long school year. First off, take time to just be, whether it's sleeping in, binge-watching your favourite show, or doing nothing at all. It's okay to take a break.
Yes, there are so many ways to wind down and de-stress, like spending time with family and friends over these holidays, enjoying time in nature, learning a new skill, whether it be a new language, a new instrument, baking, gardening, etc. Listening to your favourite playlist.
I totally agree. And as much as relaxing and taking time yourself is important, it's also important to acknowledge and look back on the achievements that you've made this school year and recognise areas for improvement. I find the best way to do this is to make a list and ask yourself these questions. How can I be better organised? Are there any areas I need to improve in? Did I achieve my goals? If not, should I set more realistic goals? Or what am I most proud of this year? Like for me, I'm most proud of my leadership positions I've gained this year. Ciel?
I'd probably say getting good grades. I mean, it only took 11 years for me to finally grow some brain cells, but better late than never.
I would just say I'm really proud of myself for putting myself forward this year and just giving everything a try.
Yeah, and I definitely need to improve in studying and organising myself a lot more.
I probably need to work on my stress management skills and probably not being so agitated every single time an exam is around the corner.
I would say someone needs to lock my phone away. I spend too many hours scrolling.
These are all great ways to reflect on the past year and give yourself a well-deserved break. I would also recommend setting time aside to create new goals for the year so you have a clear vision of what you want to accomplish. Pinterest is always a good way to create vision boards, and there are plenty of other resources online that offer guidance on setting new goals.
To anyone listening, simply attend that music lesson, buy that dress, go to that fitness class with your friends, apply for that new job. You deserve to treat yourself these holidays.
Alright, let's shift gears to Christmas. The big day is almost here, and if you're like me and still haven't finished your shopping, don't stress. We've got you covered.
Want some quick and easy gift ideas? Well, you can't go wrong with candles, journals, movie tickets, lollies, Legos and chocolates. They're all simple, but always a fan favourite.
When buying a gift, think of what is the person's favourite colour? What is something they need? Do they like reading? What is their favourite lolly? Do they have a favourite shop where you could buy a gift voucher from?
And if you're looking for places to go during the holidays, don't forget to explore the local events. There are often free Christmas markets, light displays and carols in the park happening this time of year.
Another thing is to check social media for any upcoming events. By the time this airs, we will have completed our first Youth Council initiative, the Holly Jolly Hangout, including games, a photo booth, pizza and a hangout with the members of the youth in the community. For all things Youth Council, make sure to follow our Instagram account, Bathurst_youth, which includes lots of fun posts to get and including all our visits, like our Widden visit coming up. And we also have a Christmas countdown going on at the moment.
There's lots of fun things happening on Youth Council.
Now let's take a music break with Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Christmas carols.
Okay, now let's talk about getting ready for the new school year. I know it's early, but a little prep now can save you so much stress later.
First tip, buy a whiteout. Trust me, you will need it so much more than you think. And stock up on folders and notebooks to keep everything organised.
Definitely, make sure to be checking on the lists your school will have provided to ensure you have everything you would need for the next school year.
And don't stress about who's in your class next year. Whether you're in with your friends or not, there will be so many new opportunities to make new friends and connections. I can almost promise you'll have a blast. Also, please, when your teachers tell you glue your worksheets in, just do it. I learnt the hard way. I cannot tell you how many worksheets I've lost this year.
That's so true. Actually, me and Charlotte have a story for you. So, just below Emma's locker, there was this broken locker at my school. So, me and Charlotte had the most brilliant idea to turn it into a rubbish locker. It's where we put all our extra worksheets, everything that we haven't used in classes, and it turned out amazing. Until we realised on one of the last days of schools that we actually had to clean it. Then it was not so fun, so I definitely recommend gluing them in and not discarding them.
Yeah, that was really rough. It was just like a stock of rubbish in there.
And another tip, find a peaceful area to study in, or make sure your home desk setup is tidy and organised. A clutter-free space makes it so much easier to focus.
Speaking of guys, so you know how I'm making my dream bookshelf?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I found the one, and it's going to motivate me to read more next year. Promise. My goal is 25 books for 2025.
That's perfect talking about goals, because make sure you guys don't forget to set those goals for next year. Maybe it's aiming for a specific grade in each subject or joining a new club or activity. For me personally, my one goal is to be able to actually do well in my subjects next year, especially chemistry, which I had so much trouble choosing between chemistry and modern history. So if any MacKillop teachers are like around right now, please keep listening.
Yeah, like Ciel, I'm really, really trying to do well in math this year, especially now I'm doing 3 units of it. I've really, really set myself up for this failure, but you know what? I'm going to try my hardest.
Yeah. Also, just joining a new club or activity. I know there's netball, soccer, there's so many great places in town, even it's just creative arts. Like joining a theatre society or anything, music lessons.
Even thinking about trying out for next year's youth council term.
Yeah, It's always been so much fun here and I can't wait to try it again next year. And another way to fix these goals are to write them down everywhere so you can see them often. It's a great way to stay motivated throughout the year. Put them on your laptop case, your wall, anywhere.
I love that. And don't forget to treat yourself along the way, whether it's a fun stationery haul or a walk completing after a test. Personally, I have a reward system where, for example, I write down a goal I have, e.g. achieving an A on my maths test, then I will go and buy something small like a new shirt. I think it's a really good way just to not splurge money and, you know, help with saving it, but also just treating yourself after a test and knowing you'll clear goals.
I think that's a really good idea, Charlotte.
Next we have Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, which is a classic by The Smiths.
Good times for a change. See the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time. Thank you.
You guys, you know what I just realised? We haven't talked about Miss Traylor's house yet and our infamous friend LaShawn.
LaShawn?
We love LaShawn.
So LaShawn was this kid who had an alias, which was LaShawn, and he was robbed at the colouring competition by our youth mayor himself.
We can always blame Aston for this.
Oh, LaShawn. Honestly, just bonded with him and I had so much fun like just running the cone in section with everyone. There were other youth counsellors doing some other sections, like we had Christmas tree ornaments.
It was definitely a great night with fantastic music and awesome dancing and even a visit from Santa.
Yeah, Santa was amazing.
And of course the legendary sausage sizzles.
Oh, yum. They were so good.
Well, what about the amount of youth counsellors that kept mysteriously showing up, me included, with a ginormous milkshake.
That milkshake van was incredible.
Yep, they definitely got a lot of business that night. For anyone who wasn't there that night, Miss Trow's house is an awesome heritage house in Bathurst that was running a lot of Christmas events for kids, families, and was overall an enjoyable night. It had lots of music, dancing, food van, sausage sizzle, and
a kids table, like a whole kids section filled with colouring ins, cards for Santa, and a bunch of other really fun activities.
Yeah. And an awesome competition with super cool prizes.
Also, the Christmas carols, they were amazing too.
Yeah, the singers were incredible as well.
It was great attending the Miss Trails House event as we were all able to represent the Bathurst Youth Council team.
Another initiative we have in the Youth Council is our wooden visits. We've made cookies, muffins, and next is our Christmas crafts.
I love visiting Widden. The residents there are so nice and welcoming. They have some great stories to share. It's also kind of comforting because my grandparents live quite far away. Just being able to connect with some of the older members of the community and hear about their stories and what they have to share for us.
Yeah, we've learned a lot of important life lessons, and we've learned how to make muffins correctly, which is a very, very handy skill now.
The stories are always great to hear, to see lots of different perspectives of how Bathurst has grown since the not-so-long-ago olden days.
And that's a wrap for today. We hope you enjoyed listening and having an amazing summer break.
Whether you're hitting the beach, catching a concert, or just chilling at home, remember to take time for yourself and enjoy every moment.
And from all of us here at the Bathurst Regional Youth Council, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
To finish us off today, we now have Brazil by Declan McKenna. I'm CO.
I'm Emma.
I'm Charlotte.
And you're listening to BRYC Connect. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. down.
Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause everybody plays a beautiful game.